Season 3, Episode 3, Between Two Sheets, Nolan Axton here with you. We got Beth as usual.
Hi.
And guess who's back?
Ellie Mason.
Wesley.
He's also
here.
Did
you just take like the few letters out of your name and rearrange them? What's your full name? I don't even know. Is it just Ellie?
Ellie Laurianne.
Not like Mason. Elliot or anything, just Ellie.
Yeah.
I knew this, but I never knew this.
I have a niece.
She's getting big, though.
She's big.
She is. She's quite large.
Yeah.
She's in the 80th percentile.
She wants that microphone real bad.
Mm-hmm. She's going to get it, too.
I have a niece, Elowin. So, yeah. But she goes by Ellie.
Elowin.
The Ellie one was, we both just liked that. And mm-hmm. part of the reason I was, like, cool with it was because it sounds like Wesley, Ellie.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Like, you just took some letters out of your name and made hers. And
get it, girl.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to take a bite out of that.
Yeah.
Her favorite song right now is Bingo, but with her name. So,
E-L-L-I-E-E-L-L-I-E. Oh, yeah. Look at that smile, eh?
Oh, my gosh.
Ellie is her name. She's 6 months also, for those that don't know.
6 months already, hey?
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, she's going to... Next thing you know, it's going to be kindergarten and then graduation.
Yep, pretty much.
Ellie gets to join the podcast today because we are at open ice time.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it is.
And...
Sorry, that was really
What
loud.
Did you unwrap?
Yeah.
Some candy?
No. Yes.
Oh. Adult candy.
Ellie's mom is down practicing, which we'll be doing later.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in some ice time.
Yeah, the one that... Does she still do the intro for the podcast?
I don't have the file saved.
Oh, it's on the drive, man. I swear. I
got a new phone. I'm not connected to the Gmail anymore. Geez. Yeah.
Kind of sounds like a lot of excuses, huh?
Yeah. No, I'm full of them. That's me.
I was going to say, Ellie's mom is the one that did the intro.
She did sing the song, yes.
Sang the Curling song.
We were going to have Jack sing Rhinestone Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that'd be good, too.
Yeah.
He's very good at singing Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get it today.
We'll see. We'll see if I get out of here on time. I still have family things to do.
That started 10 minutes ago?
It started at like 10:30. I just didn't start going. But
yeah.
Real quick, I do want to make one correction from last week. I said, my friend Jerry can piss 8 feet.
Oh.
It's actually my friend Raymond can piss 8 feet, and that's from the movie Cop and a Half. So I was racking my brain about this. Have you ever seen Cop and a Half?
No idea.
It's Burt Reynolds, and he has to team up with this little kid who witnesses a murder.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
You've seen it.
I have seen
it. It's such a good movie, yeah.
Is it like him taking the kid to like years of therapy until he can talk about
it? The kid says he'll only like give him tidbits of what he saw if they make him a detective.
Oh, okay.
So he has to like drive around with this little kid. It's actually a very good movie. It's funny.
We have been redecorating our house, and one of the things I want to hang on the wall is a giant picture of Burt Reynolds, black and white picture. And Clay's vetoed it, so anyone listening that would think that would look good in my house.
Leaning against a sports car in short shorts with his like crop top on? Or
close, so close.
One,
it's
picture?
When he's in Smoking the Bandit leaning out of the
fairway. Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
Kind of looking behind him. It's a good picture.
Yeah,
it's a good movie too.
Smoky. It's a great good old movie. Burt Reynolds. You know my other favorite Burt Reynolds movie?
What?
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Yeah, it's a good one too.
You're going to have to use the quack sound for that one.
No, you can say whorehouse.
I watched that so young.
That's a profession.
That is
not a
real
word.
Parenting choice my parents made. I watched that movie... way too young.
Yeah.
Is that Dolly Parton in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard Candy Christmas
she's the
is
matron,
in that one.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Real good movie. Ellie should see it.
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
Yeah. You know...
What is this podcast about again, though? What do we do here?
Well, it's North Dakota's number one curling podcast. Yes.
Good.
I just wanted to say, if you're going to do a Burt Reynolds picture, you got to do like all mustache men. So you'll need like a Sam Elliott and a Tom Selleck. You should just do right behind the bar. Actually, just take over the bar space.
You're right. I think you're saying that as if that's like an obligation I'm not willing to take on. And that sounds great.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I knew you would, but
I'm really excited about it.
Curling podcast.
Oh, right. Curling.
Sorry. She's fussing. And I was like, I don't know if I'll be able to do a half hour even.
Oh, wow.
Well, let's touch on Wes then.
Yeah,
Wes. What's new with you, Wes?
How's it been going?
It's been going good. You know, just doing dad stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of took over our podcast last year. And we had some other obligations. We got really busy with stuff. And
yeah, that was more husband stuff because I wasn't a dad yet then. But yeah.
Well, yes. Pre-dad.
Pre-dad. Yeah, we've been doing that, and then I don't know, kind of just been getting the curling season going here. It's been a little bit slower now with the holidays the last couple of weeks, but we were real busy getting the place set up and going. So
yeah,
I think it's off to a great start though.
And how do you feel about the looks of the club so far this year? Ice surface.
Well, everybody I think has said it's the best the ice has ever looked. We chalked that up to old Rudy out of Devil's Lake with the new paint sprayer, which I actually didn't get to see because I was gone for paint night. But yeah, it looks fantastic down there. And I think it's playing pretty well too. I had a little bit of hiccups with ice like normal.
Like we usually do. Yeah, nothing like that's unnormal.
No, it's been pretty good. I've only actually played one actual game out here, but I've been managing the military league and stuff. And I'm seeing, we did the U18 state too, and that played really well for the kids. I got a lot of good feedback
there. It was
that
fast. A lot of them said, gosh, this ice is so fast.
Yeah, it was
pretty running
quick.
Like 16 and a half second draws to the T-line.
Yeah, it was about 15. I think 15 was about the slowest they played on, and there was a couple that were like 17, near the end.
Yeah.
That's hog to hog, long time, by the way, if you're keeping track for the viewers.
She's clicking it. I can.
Okay, so if I'm going to do like a big recap here, curling club setup stuff went great. The new paint system was really the only new thing we introduced. We did get rid of the rock racks this year. That was the age-old debate.
I like it.
Do they need to be off of it? They'll get frosty, and I haven't noticed anything with them. So now we're like most clubs in the world with rocks right on the ice. Spend less time messing around with them. Gives us more room when we're scraping. We also changed to removable hacks. I really like them. At first, I was trying to pull them more when we were scraping. And now usually I'm scraping around them if I'm setting up for league, just because if you do get a blowout, it's sometimes a little bit harder to get it freeze up nice.
I was going to say, we kind of got those figured out, eh? Like, they're not popping out anymore.
Yeah, well, the big trick is you got to get them actually down in the pins, which requires some knowing and doing. But once you know what you're doing in there, it's quick and easy. So that's been a really good change. That gives people a little bit better surface kick out of. Obviously they can blow out, but if you put them in good, not an issue. So that's been another great thing. Setup went pretty fine. We didn't have any major crises. I think we were done right. We were planning on being done. I've also been doing the military league. We started a month earlier for that. So we started in January. We started with everybody else this year in December.
Good turnout.
Yeah, I actually had to cap that league this year. We have 22 teams.
22 teams. So do you do two draws or three draws a night?
Two draws, yeah.
Two draws is six ends?
No, eight ends.
They do eight ends, perfect.
Yep, and that's kind of, they're excited about it. More athletic, younger group in general, And we started it as four end games, and they would do two of them, And so kind of keeping that, as well, want to get them the same amount of curling, so let's do eight. And they're great. They're real self-sufficient now, too. I got a bunch of great people that help show up early to do ice, that help close up, just whatever we need down there. So
helps you be a little more hands-off on the nights you want to be at home.
Yeah, it's really nice this year. I just straight told them that the coach, I can't do as much anymore, guys. I'm sorry.
You got obligations. That's fair.
Yeah, I know. But no, it's been going great there. And we hosted U18 already. We were going to do the Mighty Mallard. We decided to kick that till after the Olympics.
Kind of during or after,
Yep. We just me and you hadn't pushed it very hard, so we didn't have a lot of registration. Ben Wilson showed up that day, and he texted me. Yeah, because I'd asked him to watch my cat for the holidays. So I talked to him like the day before, and he texted me. He's like, hey, so did I get the date wrong or something? Like, where is everybody for the Mallard? And I was like, ooh, yeah, we postponed that.
I think I made a Facebook
post.
I thought we sent out a notice about it, but if you didn't check the Facebook, like I don't check our Facebook.
Right.
So
I
don't have the book. It makes it harder to check.
One thing that we're looking at, though, is a website that will allow us to text everybody. Then when things get rescheduled, won't that be nice?
Yeah. No, that will be great. We need something. That's kind of that next step out there. But it would be nice to be able to push notifications like that.
I think that's going
to
be great.
We've been looking at some Bonspiels and stuff to kind of travel to this year. And a lot of curling clubs don't have the level of website that we already have. So if we can take it to the next step, I think it'd be a lot easier for not just our members, but even out of town teams that want to learn about our club. So
I think it'll take some of it off of you guys who do all the management of the club though, too. Like having some software that can just make it a little easier.
We do have a pretty nice laid out looking website. Yeah. I will say a lot of the clubs, because the GNCC does it for the US side and then Curl Canada does it as well, they offer a website building service that has like a members portal in it and stuff. Mm. And our website actually could have it on there. I had a, like a little applet to install that would let us do like member sign-ins for, you know, looking at your league matches and stuff, but it's a bear and I didn't want to get into that on ours.
That's what will be kind of nice. This is really veering off into a separate topic, but the ones that we're looking at, like they will, they have, they'll help with the schedules, the registration, the communication, and it's all in one. So it'll be so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some good products out there.
Just like running any other kind of sports league.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. You just gotta, and our website looks so good.
Where you want to put your work in. You know?
Yeah. Yep. Well, and I feel like we've always, we just have, watching you guys, I haven't done any of this. I'm an interloper. But I have watched you guys just take on new little things and finding the best tool for the little things. And sometimes I think now it's time for us to think about how to put all those things together to make it easier for all of you.
Yeah.
Synergize.
Yeah. Efficiencies.
I was going to say one thing I was pretty proud of that I started doing this, I can't remember if it was 2 years ago or last year at one of the spiels, but like putting an embedded Google Doc in your website. So then you can do your brackets and track your scores and stuff through that.
The
and they actually took it to
stuff.
The next step for the U18 one. We set up one with the per end score, and then that live updated, you know, as that was getting filled out during the game.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really cool, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, now we're just missing that piece where you could actually watch the darn game too online, you know, but
it's in the works. We've thrown some ideas around about that.
Yeah,
so.
I got some stuff that I need to put together to show people, but, you know, find time. So.
I just want to chat a little bit more about military league this year here, too.
Yeah.
22 teams. Do you see a good amount of returners?
Yeah, a bunch. Yeah, that's really how we've been able to get to this size is, you know, we've been getting people earlier in their tenure up on base. So then before they PCS, you know, permanent change of station out, you know, we get them back for a season or two, you know, and then they can pull in more buddies. So I just hope, you know, we keep this momentum going and keep that league full-ish now, you know.
And are you doing the military spiel again this year?
Yes, we are. Yep. Yep,
when does that fall? I browsed through the calendar
right
really quick the other day.
It's right after the Winterfest. So
it's
like two weekends or the week after.
Okay, cool.
Yep. End of February.
Any registration for that yet? Any feelers out?
I haven't put it up, but I have a bunch of people that said they'd sign up.
Sure. Sorry, I'm giggling at the baby noises.
I know, she's so cute.
Just trying to hold her further from the mic.
It's good.
It's not that bad. Yeah, it's just like, it's better than the heater buzzing in my ears. So, with the military, too, you guys also did something kind of unique this year. You got to travel out to
Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, we might as well chat. We can touch on it. We can bring somebody that went.
Mama's here. We're going to get the baby swiped, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I did go to Lake Tahoe. I went, and a team of my military curlers went as well. Have you talked about this at all on here
we
before?
We haven't. No, that's. I was waiting until we had you back to talk about it. So
Beth, would you mind here? So just the story there is last year, you know, we had our first inaugural military bond spiel called the Guardians of the Ice. And at that, I managed to find the United States Naval Academy before the event and invited them. And they moved heaven and earth to come curl with us in that event. So they came and had a lot of fun with us. They actually won the tournament. So they were our inaugural event winners there. And then, you know, kind of as we were getting the season going, I got a text from one of the members of the Military Curling Academy who didn't actually come, but, you know, there's turnover there as well. So Sonny said, hey, you know, we were talking to the GSOC folks, which is the curling group. You know, we're thinking they're going to do this military invitational event down there at the Lake Tahoe Grand Slam of Curling. And I was like, hey, that's great. You know, I've got all these curlers up here. You know, if we can, I'd love to send a team. You know, I just need to get some details and stuff. Because I was like 2 months out at that point. so we're kind of waiting. They were busy hosting all their slams. So we finally got in touch with the actual people with the curling group. Got some details going there and then tried to start finding teams. You know, it's like 6 weeks at this point. We're out of season, you know, so we haven't been curling for 6 months. I did manage to get a team of guys made up for one and then almost had a second, you know, had them, you know, kind of confirmed. And then their schedules changed, so then they had to rescind, you know. So we ended up only sending the one. They did let us send a coach down as well. And since this was like an appreciation military special invitational, you know, they actually put us up in the hotel and stuff too. So we, you know, we had to get our airfare and stuff there. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. We showed up on a Wednesday. I think the event started that Monday. So we were there Wednesday. We didn't actually have anything formal going on until Thursday evening when there was a welcome ceremony, but they gave us all access passes. So we got to go down, you know, like actually next to the ice backstage, you know, and get to meet all the pros like that. So you just wandered around kind of at first, showed up, got to see a lot of great curlers out there. And then I actually got interviewed too, for just the stuff I do with the military program there and getting those guys together. So I got interviewed by Devin Hero, and that was a lot of fun. And if you watch that clip in section on Sportsnet or the Rock Channel, wherever it was.
I think it's on like the, I think it's the on the World Channel? Curling, isn't it?
I don't know. I know it was the Rock Channel was the people Channel. That were like putting it on
okay.
there.
Okay,
right?
But one
I think
other.
I thought it also aired on Sportsnet because they aired that on. There in Canada,
sure.
But I wouldn't surprise me if World Curling also.
Yeah, I think it was Rock Channel or World Curling where I.
Yeah, but one of my favorite parts there was that, you know, when they called me over for that, I was third in line. I was the last guy to go before they actually started the matches. So the first guy in line was Bruce Moat, though.
Oh yeah.
And then it was Emma Miskew.
Oh.
And then me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save the best for last, right?
And we're in the penalty box, you know, at the curling rink. And so my teammates kind of wander over because, you know, they're not recording yet. And it was just camera guy, Devin, you know, the curling group people, and then us. And so my guys are chatting with me, and they're like, oh, you know, you're nervous. And I was like, no, you know, I've done the podcast and stuff. Like, I've done plenty of interviews. You know, I don't really get the jitters until it's actually happening, and you can just get through it. But I looked down at Bruce and Emma, and I, you know, I'm just glad they got the order right, saving the best for last there. And I don't think Bruce heard me at all, but I know Emma did, because she kind of half smirked and turned, you know. And I was like, yeah, I'm a big deal.
Yeah,
like, not
that's
at
funny.
All. Yeah, and that was a lot of fun, though. Devin was great. I was chatting with him. You know, he's out of Saskatoon, so I was like, well, that's where my wife lived, you know. And so we were just shooting the shit about Saskatoon.
Good old Saskatoon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, fun capital of the world, man, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, the guys did great, too. I'll say this, if you go to Lake Tahoe, they have a really nice two-sheet little club there. Go say hi to those great folks. Their club is at, I think, if I remember right, 6,600 feet of elevation, though.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh my God. Do it maybe at the end of your trip, or bring the oxygen that they sell in cans there, because you feel like if I land in Denver, my legs will get tingly, you know. But if I spend a week there, I adjust and I don't really notice it. But then as soon as I started throwing rocks there, because I had some downtime, I asked the guy I was helping do ice, I said, hey, you mind if I just throw a couple? We got some time here. Oh, yeah, go for it. And I threw four down and I went, oh my God, I absolutely gassed.
And that was just throwing that sweeper.
Yeah, just throwing them. And I wanted to just push them back, but I looked across the glass at my guys who'd been curling their absolute little hearts out, and I was like, I just can't do it. I can't let them see me throw four and push them back, so I had to throw them.
But I saw a lot of the pros, like, just little sound bites and stuff, because they're all mic'd up, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were doing the same thing. They're like, they'd sweep a rock, and they're just like, this is awful.
Yes, yes.
It's like, there's no training for that.
No,
you see it with fighters and
training,
stuff. They'll
go
and they'll train at high elevations.
Yeah.
Curling's not really much for a high-elevation sport, usually. It's
you could go curl at any of the clubs in Denver. You know, I mean, they're at least 5,000 or something, right? But, yeah, no, there's no way to adjust into that. You just got to go do it.
Yeah.
It was great, though. I talked my way onto the ice crew, so I got to hang out with Mark, you know, and Greg and all those guys. They're actually the head guy, Mark, was out of Winnipeg. The other three, you know, old gentlemen, they wrangled into it because they were the dudes that used to do most of the nationals and world curling ice when they were in, you know, Canada or the U.S. They're actually like all out of North Dakota, so they kind of had gotten away from it, and they called them back in because their normal people fell through to do event. Yeah, so it was fun that, you know, there's
little
like
local
a guy out of
there,
we were talking about, I was sitting in back with the ice crew, and you know, they were all talking about hauling sugar beets, like, you know, because Winnipeg is only 4 hours from here, and these guys are out of Grand Forks and, you know, Bismarck. So it was, I fit right in.
I
fit right in.
Great.
And they were all really nice too. I remember I was thanking Mark while you're getting done, and I was like, he's like, well, thanks for helping out, you know. And I said, no, you know, thanks for having me. I said, you know, I didn't expect to come in, and I didn't run the scraper, you know, I was just picking up snow. But you could chat with those guys, and I was like, you know, you just don't get to be a 30-40 year vet of ice tech, you know, overnight. So go take all the opportunities that you can, right?
Just the knowledge and the progression that they've probably seen too, and how ice maintenance and preparing ice has changed.
One funny one. So shout out to Team Einerson and Reed there, because they hosted the clinic for the military curlers who came. So we did like a 2-hour clinic with them, and then they were really cool. They actually came back and like watched our matches, because most of them were at the curling club away from the venue. And when they lost out, they came down to the club to just watch some of our games. And we actually had gotten done early, so they were getting there right as we were getting done. And we were hanging out with them. And I had heard earlier in the week, hanging out and back from one of the local Lake Tahoe members who was volunteering, helping out with the ice crew, that the rocks they had, because they looked a little bit like squatter, you know, like a little bit taller almost. Mm-hmm. I'd heard that the rock profiles were new, you know, that they were something new this year that they're trying out with this set or something. And I had mentioned that to Carrie Einerson. We were sitting there at the table at the rink, you know, having some beers. And I was like, oh, you know, what do you guys think of that different rock profile on there? And she was like, what? And I was like, well, they said that the rocks were, you know, a different shape to them, you know. And she was like, I didn't hear that. And then she gets on her phone, and she had her team manager guy there with her too. And then she's talking to him, and then he's getting on his phone, and I just started laughing. I just started damn shit-start for you guys, didn't I?
In the curling world, yeah.
I hope I get to hear about the fallout. I never did hear a follow-up on it, so I don't know if I was off base or heard bad info or what, you know, if it was a non-issue or something, but... Yeah, that was pretty funny there. Got to meet Jared Allen, too. Yeah, he saw me in my jersey, and I got a head nod, and the boys chatted with him, and we tried to entice him out, you know, with a B-52 fly-along, which he's actually already done, but he's never been in an ICBM missile capsule or down the tube, so we might be able to finagle him out here.
Were you there when he broke his broom?
That was the day we got there.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we weren't there for that match. I think we were probably landing or something, or in travel that day, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And next year, I don't remember the name of the town. It's in Manitoba, but they said they're going to do the military invitation again.
Is that like up in Morden?
Yeah, it's like 3 hours from here, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, I think there's an airbase out there. I want to say Morden.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. I heard that town has like nothing for hotel venues.
Yeah, but
I
was
like, well,
Morden.
That's close enough that pull my camper or just drive, you know, from the in-laws or something.
Kate's sister lives north of Grand Forks, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Morden.
Somewhere up in that area.
Yeah, I heard that area.
Like Winkler, kind of.
I couldn't name the town, so yeah.
That's my guess. Is that I think I saw something about that being over there.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's just a tiny little, not a tiny town, but it's a smaller area.
Boys took third.
Did they?
Yeah.
How many teams did they have?
Yeah. I think 5.
Huh. Yeah. Right in the middle of the pack then.
Yeah, honestly, everybody else had the same problem we did. You know, it just got put together really late, so it was hard to find people for it. And,
yeah,
you know, we had a couple of veterans, but, you know, they were really trying to get active duty folks in, you know. And so with all that, it's just hard to get the leave approved and get word out. So I expect there to be a lot more interest in subsequent years, because I think some people heard about it this time. I actually helped put together one of those other teams, because I was trying to find people on Reddit, you know, and managed to find a group of stragglers and hooked all them up and sent all their info over to the organizers. And I was like, here's some other guys, you know. So one of those dudes is out of Las Vegas. One was out of, I want to say, New Hampshire, and then the other one was, like, Virginia, and then they also took a spare from the Naval Academy, because they brought an alternate, too, you know, got to play otherwise. So.
Reddit, Curling's Craigslist.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right on. No, I was going to ask if it was, like, tough to kind of scratch guys together, because I was right smack in the middle of the whole government shutdown, right?
The government shutdown ended like that week or something right before we left.
Yeah, so there was probably a lot of stuff kind of in lieu with.
Yeah, well,
not necessarily with like job security by no means, but just getting people to do things.
Yeah,
right?
Well, all my guys, all of them hadn't gotten paid for weeks, you know, and it's like, I think they either just got their checks or something, you know, but I wasn't bringing a bunch of, you know, E1s fresh off,
right.
So none of them were, you know, starving.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Good thing there's a continental breakfast that put yeah. In their curling bags to bring home.
I'll be honest, I felt like a little bit like hot shit walking around there. You know, I'm civilian, and whenever I talk to those people, I always like try to put that out there right away. Like, I am the civilian coach, you know, because I'm not trying to represent something I'm not. I feel really cool walking around them because I brought four officers, you know, and I had two guys from the ICBM side and two guys from the B-52 side. So I had two legs of the nuclear triad for my team I was coaching, you know, felt, a little bit like I was somebody, right? You know, going with that crowd.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It just goes to show they don't background check, you know, you just show up.
Just show up. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. No, that's good. It's fun that they got to do that. And it's a unique event. And it's, again, like I said, some of the clips I had seen, it seemed like a lot of the professionals were kind of cool to see that happen too.
Yeah. So. And the military curling, you know, that's an established thing in Canada. Their provincial playdown procedure kind of fell apart during COVID. I heard from talking with the Ontario team that came down for that event. But you know, it's got a fine tradition, and I hope we see it grow down here in the States too. So yeah.
Right on. Cool. Beth, you have any questions? You were wrangling baby for a bit there.
I was wrangling baby and helping toddler, and then I'm talking about cribbage. So I don't have any questions. I can't wait to listen back to the segment because I didn't participate.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was good to talk about. I wanted to talk about that stuff. You had a list of things you wanted to get into as well. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, this list, I don't think we should... This list is for, like, future episodes.
Oh, future
episodes. But we could go through this list. That would be... people can give us...
Where were you when I was more active in this? Because I had sheets like this, too. And I would pull them out, and these guys would look at me like I was smoking something.
I
just couldn't read them upside down.
I know.
At home with Clay's children.
Oh, yes.
Complaining about the fact that the curling board and the curling podcast had no schedule of which to work around.
But Clay hardly came to our recordings. That was like our running joke.
Yeah, I don't know what his problem was.
That's our New Year's resolution. So, to put this on a schedule.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
What are you doing Monday nights?
I don't know. Stuff? Maybe you're recording a podcast? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, let's try and get something rolling.
Yeah, now that it's Nolan and Clay and I all play on Monday, so we're trying to have...
Yeah.
Have some schedule, some routine. Mm. But then we also all play on Wednesday, so we have a problem.
Yeah, you guys do.
We have a serious problem. Okay, so I have some topics. But we don't have to get into all of them.
Sure. Well, we'll discuss them at least.
Sure. What your curling position says about your personality.
That's a good one. That might be an episode in itself. That
maybe needs to be its whole episode. Yeah. But I also like the idea, and we talked about this last week, I think, of having a couple leads come in, maybe some seconds come in and talk about that. People who've played their position for a long time.
Sure.
The unwritten rules of curling.
Yep.
And maybe even the unwritten rules here.
Sure.
Talk a little bit about all those different ones.
Yep.
Best Bonspiel prizes we've ever had.
Oh, there's one on the wall back there. It's an autographed broomhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. By 3-time city champion, Nolan Axton.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like meat raffle at Winterfest.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Cash payouts.
Meat raffle at Winterfest. Wes knows all about the meat raffle.
He wins a lot. Yeah.
That's getting to be a number of years ago, guys.
Yeah,
I haven't
cleaned
up like
now.
That in a while.
You weren't at Winterfest last year, were you?
I don't think so.
Are you going to be this year?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, she's not of approval.
I'm going to work on Katie for the next few weeks. We're going to have a babysitter for Ellie. Party on.
So you can curl with Katie. I'll just watch the baby.
I don't have a Winterfest team yet, so we've got some real options open. Things curlers take way too seriously.
Curling.
Just curling.
I also actually, I think, would like to dissect some specific teams, but like probably drill Kem first of like things that they take way too seriously.
It's going
to
be so fun.
I was going to say, dissect specific teams. I'm just trying to stir the pot.
Just drill Kem.
Yeah,
I'll do that
one. Yeah, that one, they can handle it. Sure. I'm thinking sliders, shoes, pre-game
Cam
routine.
And his color coordinated.
Oh man, the guy does not know how to dress. I talk about this every week.
Yeah. He's so tall too. Whatever he wears, he just stands out. He's like a flagpole.
Drill Kem, they're the heavyweights.
What's that hat he wears with that cursive letter on there that I can never read? Isn't it like slightly?
He wears
it? Beth knows it. Don't
I don't
she?
Know, oh, but God, I just love no. that you
he
can't
wears
read cursive.
The
well, I can barely read.
Yeah, he wears one with ear flaps. He doesn't put the ear flaps down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the floppy one. Yeah, that's a solid hat, though. Don't rip on him for that.
No, that's a good hat.
Yeah,
that's
a good hat.
Anyway, I think I said this on the first episode I did, is that I would love one time to show up to play drill chem, dress like drill chem, like to wear the jackets and to just be super serious the whole time.
Yep.
And just look grumpy.
Yeah, and just grumpy. And then have a little metal slider like Clay does, make a bunch of noise every time.
Cobra. It's a cobra.
Best curling drinks, which we talked about.
We talked about
duck
that.
Duck farts, yep. Yep.
And then best curling snacks, since we're having meat sticks today.
The Chex Mix is fantastic.
Pickled eggs.
Year.
When we had pickled eggs, that was
peak. We do need the pickled
curling.
Eggs back, yep.
Yeah.
Every, like, dive bar needs pickled eggs.
Yeah, and that's maybe a good one to roll in with Monica, since she's kitchen manager, too.
It needs to be, like, a two-gallon jar,
yeah.
Though,
oh, yeah, the big
that
one.
Looks like it's never been cleaned, and they just dump some more eggs in there every now
it's
and then.
It's never empty.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, the Nanaimo bars, when they're here for spiels and stuff, I, like, get sick from eating too many of them. Like, there's best curling dinners, even. Like, the best meals we've had at Spiels would be good.
Right.
The steak was great. The steak was so good.
Yeah,
I know. It's just so much work, though. Well, it really ate into the profit
margin.
It's
so up and down with what the weather's going to be like. Like, it could be 30 below. It could be 50 degrees. You never know, so.
The pasta is a lot easier. Do they do pasta?
Lasagna? Yeah. It's lasagna.
Lasagna.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a form of pasta, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they even do the salads, I think. Because they do, like, the spring mix, and I think we just get dressing. Yeah. It's really nice.
We've got Olive Garden up here, too. And Olive Garden catering is better than people give it credit for, I think.
Big shout out to Mike Kelly and the Thompson family for always providing a lot of good catering. Qdoba is another
Qdoba,
good one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just on him. Yep. And then...
We always do soup. Well, we haven't done soup and chili for a while, but for Winterfest, we used to do soup and chili, and it used to, like, go in the first 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Soup and chili for lunch.
Yeah,
we get those bags of soup from Morelli's, and they get the breadsticks, which are, like, consumer ones. There's only, like, 5, I want to say, in a box, but then we throw them in the pizza oven to cook the breadsticks. Yeah, those are good.
Yep.
Not like my mistake I made last year when I bought the garlic bread that was on sale.
What was wrong with that one?
I just bought way too much of it. Oh, we had garlic bread in the freezer the whole year.
That wasn't
But it all went, didn't it? No one's going to say no to garlic bread.
No, it was good.
Circling back around. Sorry. Mighty Mallard. We were just shitting on Cam Style, but he had a great idea yesterday that we should do a chili cook-off for Mighty Mallard, since everyone's going to be sitting around and watching the Olympics and playing. That we could also throw in a chili cook-off with the free will donation.
Yeah, it wouldn't be terrible.
So I'll help organize it, even.
I got a military curler, Mitch Kuhn, on Passing Stones team, which they actually have a really cool kidney stone logo. It's fun. He does a chili cook-off every year. He rents the club here, and he does, like, a little self-hosted rental.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, so he's had a chili cook-off, I think, 3 years this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's great. And then I just think we don't have that many options to do chili cook-offs. I personally don't anymore. So Cam and I said we'd organize it for the Mighty Mallard.
Okay. We will write that down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Now we'll be out of town, but I'll still help organize it. I don't know. You guys haven't set the date.
Sometime during the Olympics.
Oh,
can't wait.
You're just preemptively out of town?
No, I just was.
When do you guys go to Cabo?
I was preparing you guys for me to, like, flake out on you. We go to Cabo the 8th through the 14th.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so we'll do it after that.
Great. Can't wait.
Hey, where's Cabo? Is that Bahamas area? Like,
no,
Gulf?
No, California area.
California side? Pacific side
south
of Mexico?
Mexico.
Okay.
Or not south of Mexico, south
great.
Of California.
Do you want? I'll send you the link to the trip. Anybody who wants to go to Cabo?
I'm good.
And then we were talking about Winterfest. So, chili cook-off for that. Now, this is completely opposite topic. Winterfest is coming up. You guys just talked about the military one. Winterfest. Everyone's going to get sick of hearing about Winterfest. Come Monday, because all the promotions are starting. We want 30 teams. We want to fill the club. It's going to be bananas. But because...
Are you guys still doing it Friday, Saturday? Or is it?
Yep, but we'd like to fill Saturday up a little bit more with things to do. Thinking a cribbage tournament. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, you threw that idea by me, and I thought that was a good idea.
So I always wanted to do the triathlon one, where, like, you have... Like how Bemidji does that one that I did many years ago. Have you ever done the triathlons? Like Crosby does one too. Mm-mm.
I'm a newbie.
The one that I did was darts, bowling, and curling. And you got points in each event.
Right? Yeah.
So it was modified scoring, but that was a lot of fun.
That does sound fun.
The trick is you got to get, like, transportation between the events.
If you're on
the same one. The darts is, like, they had that one. They brought dart machines in, and then they hauled us to the bowling alley, then to the curling club, and then I was at a country club, you know, but I've always thought that'd be a lot of fun.
It does sound fun.
That's a little, maybe a little bit more involved than you were looking for.
Well, but. And this one is really because we do have people just really want to play a lot. They like to stick around on Saturday, and we've never had anything organized for them. And so we'll have pre-registration, but then as curlers get knocked out of the tournament, they can just sign up and play cribbage too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, we could just do bingo for like 8 hours.
It gets a little rowdy.
Yeah, bingo is a little rowdy. Yeah.
Well, Winterfest too.
Particular about
Winterfest gets a little rowdy.
Yeah, was it not your mother-in-law that shot me a death glare? When I wasn't calling numbers fast enough.
I remember Lori was getting irritated. Yeah. I can't remember if it was too slow or too fast.
Too slow, and Hazzy was banging his dabber. And, oh.
So we've got a couple new things for Winterfest. Bingo is not one of them, but we're going to have...
The inaugural 10th annual.
It's the inaugural 10th annual. It's the 10th annual. Sunrise Rotary is maybe going through some changes, so we're really putting a lot of effort into making sure this is the biggest one. We want to fulfill our scholarship endowment, so we've got a big fundraising goal this year. But 30 teams is the big goal, and so anyone from the Minot Club or other clubs who are listening that has ever considered, we would love to encourage you. If you've got 6 people on your team, find 2 more and split and make and 2.
Split, yeah.
I've got a lot of pressure on like Can-Am and Dirty Biters to have 2. Our Pretty Peelers team, I'd love to curl together, but it kind of seems like we should split and at least have 2 teams going. Sit next to the Rock Roaches. Like, we gotta really get creative and have some extra teams. I believe.
How many did you have last year? Because you upped the limit from last year.
We upped the limit last year, and then we had
24.
Some drop. We had 24. Our top was 24, which is the year before last year.
Okay.
We had 22. 22. Last year.
Still good.
Still
showing.
Really
you,
good.
You should come Tuesday night at like 5:50 before the military curlers get started and do that same little speech for them.
Would love to.
Yeah.
Would love to. And it's for people who haven't done Winterfest, it's modified scoring. It's curlers of all levels. There are always some newbie teams there.
Foreign games,
it's real quick. We grew really fast, the zoo crew. the foreign games with modified scoring means it's really anybody's game. Because if you have one bad end, the best team can... The City League champs have not made the tournament before and had to pay a lot of money to get back
in. They did pay.
I was going to say, I do think they are bribable to get the matchups that you want. You know, it's just, can you afford
that
dollar?
No, they're not. It actually ends up just being a timing thing because we do start on a Friday. We start at Friday, and so we have retired people and people who can get off work early, and then we have the normal people who draw at 6, and then we have what we call the degenerates who... have the midnight draw eventually, so.
And that's fun. It's kind of fun to like hop on the ice at midnight.
It is.
Because it's not
stumble
like
onto the ice.
You're not getting on the ice and playing a 8-end game.
No, it's just a quick 4-end. And actually, I ended up being more sober then because I knew I had to play.
Yeah.
So you end up being on the ice instead of those last few drinks at the end of the night you shouldn't have. But it's a really fun time, and the tournament ends up being kind of anybody's. Last year was an upset because Angie wasn't there to win. Angie'd won 3 years in a row. And Angie wasn't able to make it. Charlie took it.
Yeah, Charlie and the Biters were in the final, right?
Yep.
And
the Biters looked a little rough towards the end.
Yeah, having a tough one.
We're going to have live music on Friday night. It's looking sound like a cribbage tournament on Saturday. There's pizza and free meals.
And you're going to go longer on Saturday because we always end up being here till like 9 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah, we're just going to continue.
So you're just going to have people expect that.
Expect people to stay. We'll have more food. More
fun. Have you considered getting entertainment?
We're having entertainment on Friday.
Oh, okay.
I think the cribbage tournament, if we choose to do that, and then I think we're going to maybe set up...
God, that Family Feud guy was fun the couple of times we had him.
Yeah.
He's doing our Christmas party this year. I'm not going to be at it, but...
Oh. Your Minot Automotive one?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, the curling one? No, the Minot Automotive.
We should have a Christmas party.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
every day is Christmas at the curling club.
It is. if you've ever curled in Winterfest before, you'll be getting an email. There's going to be a ton of social media. I'm going to be bothering everybody. I want to make sure that we have a really great turnout. We're going to have merch this year. Sounds like a cribbage tournament, meat raffle, other raffles, Super Bowl squares because it is Super Bowl weekend. But don't worry, everything ends on Saturday. You'll still have your Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, we talked about this off podcast. I think it was just one of the nights we were down here.
Yeah. Corwin said he'd do the
turkey draw.
Oh yeah, we could do a turkey draw.
Do a meat raffle draw, right?
Yeah.
Like out of the button for the meat raffle.
I could go spread some water on sheet 6, and you could do turkey curling for the turkey.
That's how it started. We were talking about that, and I'm like, you mentioned just do like a draw to the button.
Just a draw to the prize. Yeah, we could put. Yeah, we got to figure that out.
Yeah.
And then we had some volunteers. We've had a big prize where you buy a card and then there's only 52 entries. So then they just pull a card for it. And with that card, you also got a shooter. No one likes shooters, but we did get a commitment to make Jell-O shots. So now it'll be Jell-O shots, which are a little easier.
A commitment and then, to make Jell-O shots.
And then Super Bowl squares. Corwin said he'll run Super Bowl squares. So we'll also have that happening as well.
Hell, I can make Jell-O shots. It's just a bunch of Dixie cups and some taco vodka, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've made a lot of Jell-O shots. Not lately, but...
Winterfest really is a party, but then... All of the money raised from the Minot Sunrise Rotary Club, a huge part of it goes back to the club. You guys are so supportive and partners with us for that event. And then
the rest of it goes to
The Minot Sunrise Rotary Foundation. A big portion of that right now is going to a scholarship fund in memory of Cameron Miller, who passed away from our club, who used to love to come and bartend. He never curled, but he came and bartended for the Winterfest event. And then the rest of it goes to community needs as they come up. So sign up for Winterfest. Oh, there's another
Sunrise
child.
Does a lot of great stuff. They do the fill the bus. They've worked on parks. They clean up the zoo. Do a lot of good work in the community. So
that's one nice thing about Minot. There's a lot of good organizations around that help out with the community stuff. And yes, like I said, Sunrise Rotary is one of those.
Can you tell Nolan that again? Guys.
I did this.
I've done that before, too.
You curled with Dad?
Did it go?
Yeah.
Can you tell everybody your name into the microphone?
My name is Jack.
Jack what?
Jack Lasona.
Jack Ryan Feldner.
Oh, right on. And you like Glenn Campbell?
Yep.
Yep.
Can you sing?
I think Jack's actually been here when we recorded at least 15 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, minimum. You were so well-behaved, though, Jack. You hardly made a peep. Yeah. I remember you being there, though. You were always hanging out underneath the little brown table there.
After we're done recording this, we are going to have you sing Rhinestone Cowboy. Would you consider that?
Yeah.
Okay. But you guys...
I had another question about Winterfest, and then I got distracted by the kids.
It's a good time. What are the other events we do here? Oh, Curl for the Cure.
Curl for the Cure is coming up. Yeah, we'll have to have the ladies on for that.
We will. Yeah. We will. Yeah. That's right before.
Yeah, that's the final weekend of January.
No, it's not, actually.
It's the weekend before the final weekend.
This is the first year ever since they've been events that the Devil's Lake Volunteer Fire Department fishing tournament is not the same day as Curl for the Cure.
Hey.
I know. It's the same weekend
as the Crosby doing both? Spiel, though.
Possibly.
So you'll be in Crosby.
I don't know, because we're going to Brandon the weekend before.
And then it's also the same weekend as Bag Fest, which is another event in town that Clay runs.
Oh, boy. Do you guys still do that down the Moose?
No, they do it over at the Clarion.
Oh, Clarion. Okay.
So, stretch thin that weekend, but all for good causes. So, yeah, that's the end of my Winterfest spiel, but mark your calendars. You probably don't have anything going on because it's Super Bowl weekend, so you should probably just be curling.
Yeah. Yep.
Plus, we'll do the chili cook-off. You'll probably have leftover chili for your Super Bowl Sunday.
We're doing that for...
Oh, the chili cook-off. Oh, it was the Mallard.
Yes.
Oh, darn.
But, yeah, so we got Curl for the Cure coming up. Then it will be Winterfest.
Mm-hmm.
And then the military spiel.
Yeah, then the military spiel.
Mighty Mallard.
Shirt sleeve.
And then, yeah, we're off for a little bit till shirt sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And then shirt sleeve is the same weekend as the North Dakota Republican Convention, which is also on the fairgrounds. So it's going to be a real
strange
crowd.
Yeah. It'll be unique.
It'll be a party for sure.
Maybe roll over there.
Mm-hmm.
See what's going on.
I have to go get my son a meat stick. Pardon.
Oh, you're good.
This is going to be a crazy episode.
Well, I thought it was time for him to sing.
Oh, we're getting there.
I feel like we should
Yeah, lots of fun stuff at the club like we always have. You get to old crew back together? Who's all on your team? You've only been down here one night on Wednesdays, and then we had holidays.
Allegedly,
so.
Hoops, Jacob, Matt, and my wife again. Yep.
Allegedly.
I actually, we curled that one night together.
Because we chatted about it once, and you were a little unsure of who was going to be curling
this
year.
I wasn't really sure we had a team until, like, 4 days for like game started, and you know,
is Hoops back?
Yeah,
Clay was like, hey, you should register your team if you haven't. And then they were like, well, when do we curl? And I was like, oh, we're curling. Oh, okay, sounds good. Yeah. I'll put the team in and snag that last spot on Wednesday night.
And they're listeners of the pod, so let's let's cause a little riff. Let's see who was the hiccup, who was not sure if they wanted to do it. Was anybody giving you grief?
Well, I didn't know if Hoops was going to do it. because, you know, his wife was a single mother for most of the year when he's farming, and now they have 2.5 kids, and, you know, I just, Jacob, I he's farming up there too, so it's a drive. I just thought they were taking that year off. I remember making those noises at the end of last season, but I don't know.
You guys curl Thursdays?
Wednesdays.
Wednesdays. Well, if you need a sub.
Yeah.
Jacob, yeah. Hoops.
Are we in the same
league?
Guys
don't
farm. Are you guys in the upper league or the lower league on Wednesdays?
In the winter.
I'm in the lower league. Clay's in the upper league, obviously. But no. I can throw lead if you need me to and whatever.
I was just wondering if we would actually curl each other, because I know we curled Wednesdays, but I don't remember playing you the last couple of years.
Oh, no. This is your first year on Wednesday.
This is my first year on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So Ben Kramer. Yeah. Ben Kramer and I, and then my dad and my little brother are curling on Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah, because you guys used to do the husband and wives nights, right? You girls were on Monday.
Yep. We used to split.
Yep.
And now we're both curling both nights. It's the dumbest thing we've ever done.
They're curling together. This is perfect.
If that's true, you're doing good.
So the Peelers went through some transitions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were the pretty Peelers. Weren't you an honorary Peeler last year?
No, he was a full Peeler.
You were a full Peeler? Yeah. Okay.
He committed.
Okay. Big Maple. That's
he committed to us through city playdowns, too, but we just got out early.
Yeah. Which actually
got out early. We opted out early. Yeah, we did, too.
We lost in the semis.
Yeah, we made it out of the night.
Yeah.
We just had to play.
Oh, no, we didn't win Monday. Yeah, we did.
Two teams came out of the night, though. We didn't win. We didn't come out first out of the night.
Britt moved. Kim's got a baby. Wants to hang out with babies. So.
And a new house and a very demanding job.
Yes. So now it's.
And she's cold. She didn't really.
Yeah, it's Beth, myself.
Did you just say she's cold?
Yeah, you know, when your best friend isn't curling and you're a naturally cold person, it is kind of a hard sell to be like, okay, come hang out with your other good friends, but not your best friend, away from your baby on nights about a sport you're not that passionate about. Tough sell, you know?
Fair.
Yep.
Yeah, now it's Beth, myself, Dave Abes, and Clay. So now that we have you for this episode here, I want to ask, because you curl with your spouse. How is that? And how has it been? Because you guys have curled together for quite some time.
We got to talk about this last episode with Chris
Once I quit trying to coach her and learned how to go.
Katie's in the back making facial expressions.
Yep,
it's wonderful.
You're right. That's what you need to do, dear.
Just like marriage in general.
Yeah, the car rides home got a lot friendlier. Curling with your spouse, I like it. I think it's fun. You know, I will say I have seen enough couples. There's two kinds of married people. People that can curl together and that can't, and there's no middle ground.
Right.
So you either like it or you don't. But yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I do enjoy seeing my wife get so gosh darn worked up over curling, you know. And I she was down here practicing today while I was sitting up here with the baby recording. But it's just kind of funny to watch her get so passionate. I'm like, well, dear, you know, we could go throw some. No. I just want to do better in the game. All right. Well, sounds good. We'll just keep going then, you know. It's fun. You know, ours is a social team, right? We're not super competitive. We like to win. We try to. But
winning's always a little more fun. Yeah.
Winning's it's fun to be competitive.
Yeah.
You know, it's no fun to blow somebody out or to get blown out. Yeah. You know, I don't love those games. So. I don't know. How do you like curling with your spouse?
Yeah, you're a couple weeks in now, so we'll get
guys,
an update.
Do you guys talk to each other much while you're out there curling, or do you kind of just do your own thing? Me and Katie kind of do our own thing, and then I'm skipping, so she'll come down and chat with me sometimes, you know. But
you know, it's two transitions at once, because the team, Purity Peeler, started out as an all-female team of pretty newbies.
Mm-hmm.
And then Britt, because Britt was gone for most of our first season, and then this last time she was around for most of it. And then Nolan joined. Which was good for everyone who's curling. You're a great coach, good at those little tips that just help people get a little bit better at curling and good mindset for it and good jokes. And he was severely injured, so we all had to carry our own weight. So we all got good at
it. And my weight, because I could also not stand up on my own very well.
Now this year, the team is very different. So I'd say like Purity Peelers before were always doing better than expected most of the year. Like making shots and stuff that maybe we shouldn't always be making and really learning a lot. This year, Clay and Nolan are 3-time city champs. And Dave curls so often. I mean, he's a fantastic curler. He's throwing skip for us right now. And then there's me, which I feel like I've improved a lot.
Yeah.
But it does change the dynamic of the team. So when you're talking about like, do I talk to my husband a lot? I got to chill out on Mondays because I'm just like over anxious about curling with my husband. And he does try to come talk to me, but I just don't want to talk to him. So I got to get up better. I probably should have a couple of beers before I curl. I should come to pregame at Capri. I'd probably feel better.
I feel like you, after curling with you guys for, what, 4 weeks now?
Yeah.
Together, your guys' relationship on the ice is better than mine and Clay's relationship on the ice.
Well,
him and I seem more like the married couple.
He doesn't listen to you at
exactly
all.
Exactly.
That's the thing is that also I am, he's a skip in his other role. And I don't ever want to be a skip. So I'm like, I listen to Nolan. I listen to what he tells me to do. And Clay never listens to anything.
No.
And then he really doesn't want to coach me, which is probably smart. But I probably could have used some coaching the last couple of weeks. So I think it's okay. It's also funny because Clay and I probably both individually, separately spend pretty close to the same amount of time with Nolan right now. But we don't ever tell each other anything. So Nolan has to tell us both the same stories over and over again because we don't discuss it. It's a very strange friendship that we have at the moment. And then Dave's just giggling all the way down the ice every time.
Are you technically a third wheel if you're also married?
I'm like a foster spouse.
A foster spouse.
You're like a
for
spare
a long
husband
time
or something?
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes mistaken husband, but not
that happened.
Spare.
I had that with Hoops and Teresa, because he'd always be farming, and I'd go to Teresa with stuff, so everybody thought I was her husband. And I've never seen it, but everybody always says me and Hoops look alike. I think we
I don't think you look alike.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's just that we both usually have beards.
Sure.
Right?
But different colors.
Yes, I know.
We're very distinctly different people. Different colors.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was, for a long time, confused as her husband.
We just have the same hobbies. Nolan and I have the same hobbies. Yeah. And Nolan and I aren't married, which makes it easier to do our hobbies together.
Me and Nolan have the same hobbies. I mean,
right.
By the trans
you and I
property.
Are very different. Yeah. But
Nolan must have a lot of hobbies.
I try to get out of the house as much as I can.
You're a jack of all trades, and I really aspire to that too. So.
Yeah.
But it's nice. We'll golf together. And then we also play volleyball. Clay doesn't play volleyball, and then Nolan asked me to curl with him, and Clay had never asked me to curl with him until this team. So. It's interesting.
See, what's my daughter putting in her mouth? How far is
it's
that cord?
It's not that far.
Okay, it's good.
She's a baby, so she'll gag if it's a little in there, but she's fine.
I think Clay just wanted to win all the time, too, so that's...
He's kind of chilled
like
out about that, too.
I curl with other people. Like, I'll curl with anybody.
Yeah.
Once you accept that you're not going to win every game, curling really just becomes a better play.
Changes, yes.
Three-time city champ, too. He's probably tired of winning.
That must be why he kicked me off the team.
It's also why you joined this team that now is like, everyone's like, you guys should do really well this year. Yeah. And I'm like, great.
I will admit, on Monday, this past Monday, we curled a team of newbies, and I went into the first end, and I'm like, we're going to take one shot at scoring an 8-ender, and if it doesn't work, we'll just have fun. And we were very close.
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of felt really bad.
If I hadn't thrown it through once, we would have had an 8-ender. Yeah. They're learning, though.
They learn, and as the game went on, they got,
Oh, and they made some crazy shots. They had a tap back takeout, is that what you call it?
Run back.
Run back takeout.
It was like a 15-foot raise on accident, but it worked, and it was super cool.
And it was cool to watch. And I think those wins are what make, when you start curling, make you keep coming back.
Yeah. I always think it's like golf. It's those shots, right? It's like you go out golf and you have like a couple good shots that you hang your hat on. And I feel like curling has a lot of that too.
And I think I said a million times, but it's the same thing with golf is that from being a beginner that you feel like an idiot to being able to keep up with everybody is the easiest gap. Like you can learn all those mechanics and stuff. And then it's when you start tinkering on everything that gets hard. And
You get 70% in the first 2 hours, and then the last 30 is the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Yep. So curling with spouse, good. It's good.
Okay. We'll keep our viewers updated on that as it goes.
Poor Nolan has to come down nice right now. I keep telling me, you're doing fine. It's fine.
Yeah, well, she'll come down and then stand in the corner, and I feel bad sometimes. Like,
well, I also feel bad because sometimes I used to come stand behind you in the hack, and then I don't always think that's helpful to the other team. Are you not supposed to do that? Unwritten rules of curling.
So, well, actually, that's a written rule.
Yeah, actually, it's a written rule, and it's skips and vices can, and they have to be behind the back line.
I just always come back to say something stupid, so then I'm like, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's kind of a might not okay thing.
Because there's nowhere else to go over there. That's true. On the opposite.
Well, you're supposed to be above the hog line.
You know, I got to go to that slam, and I was hanging out back there. not like they were solving world hunger either, you know, kind of just sitting around
talking about the same things
looking at
a rock.
Yeah, okay. And then, you know, talking.
So you're saying I should just keep coming back to talk to you and let it go?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, you should.
It's, I was gonna say, it's funny because I notice this watching curling on TV all the time, but also
Beth, is that my wife's second? Boy.
Seeing it in person at the Briar, and then you probably noticed it at Tahoe as well. A lot of the times when the skips are behind the skips and the vice, when they're behind the back line, they're watching the other games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
they're not even watching their own game.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. Yeah. Cool. I'm not the only one that does that.
Yeah.
Or like the time we went to Radville when the first year we went to Radville, when Lucas skipped.
Yeah.
And he was two sheets over talking to someone else.
The year we had our win stole.
Stole from us.
What was that lady's name again?
Lynette Kotz. Yeah.
I just thought of still a couple that doesn't curl together. Jesse and Matt Fossen.
They curled the other night together.
They used to.
They're trying.
Yeah. They both grew up curling too, and old Burr Midge. So they I think, unlike a lot of couples, came to the sport independently.
Yeah.
So I think that might have something to do with it. But.
Something that Kay, sorry, we're at Open Curling. Kay
Watson
was just visiting with me about Leia's form. So my daughter's here and she's curling. She's got great form. Easy to start when you're young, but she's just pretty strong.
I mean, she does a tuck.
Nolan has a problem with her tuck, but I don't have an opinion.
You guys got her shooting tuck.
We didn't tell her to do anything.
It's just how it happened.
Yeah, oh man. I just let her watch clay too much.
Probably. But I will say, like, I watched curling for years before I got on the ice. And it was actually, I think Lisa, so Clay's mom got me to come do it for curling for the Cure. And then it was getting wrangled in by the other ladies. And I just think about how many other girls, and every year after curling for the Cure, it seems like there's more interest and more interest that are getting to the sport. And it's just fun.
I can't wait till someday we have enough interest to do a women's league.
Yeah, Sue Holfer really wants to do that. Holfer?
One of the two.
Holfer. She really wants to do that.
Sue,
and
great.
I think Mark was saying you could fit it in on Monday if Monday stays the same size.
Well, yeah. And
yeah, you could, actually. Yeah, yeah.
We could also be curling on Sundays. That's my club thing.
Or we could do it every other week.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting to have some more retirees. We could honestly, you know, if there's people in interest, you could curl during business hours. But, you know.
That's how a lot of the clubs back home do it. Yeah. Yeah, they have their, like,
you got a couple retirees.
Like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't solve the women's league problem, but great idea.
Does not. Well, my wife's stay-at-home wife, she'd come down, get the ice ready, you know, run that for you.
Hey. That's thoughtful. Thank you.
Sure. I really do think we should consider Sundays. I think a lot of rec things run on Sundays, and I know that youth curling runs on Sundays. As we start to get busier, I think that would be kind of a popular night to sign up for, especially for childcare and stuff. It'd just be easier.
Yeah. Be worth looking at.
Yeah. Someday.
Katie was also thinking about starting a ad hoc daycare. You know, you come curling, she'll watch kids. Yeah.
Wow, that looks like news to her.
$50 pop.
You know what you do is... We're going to set up a Switch here so kids can play Mario Kart during League.
I've had mine. I've actually thought about bringing my Nintendo down.
Yeah.
It's not
I've
a Switch.
I've got the biggest rink rats in the club. They're going to eat you guys out of meat sticks by the end of this week. But
Maybe.
It's good. They get to be bored at the club. They figure out a lot of things. It's fun.
Yeah. I think there's all kinds of fun things to get into down at Curling Club.
How long have we been recording for?
Oh, about an hour.
Six, seven days, feels like.
Hey, did you see that billboard down by Minot Automotive?
Yeah, it's so funny.
I love it.
Every day.
The one that you made?
I didn't make that one.
Which one?
It says first orthopedic check should come, and then it's got a big orthodontic.
Yeah, that it says it's just a big six or seven. It's like by age, big six,
six
big
or
seven.
That's
not Kamet, that's Press Switch or somebody has
Press
that?
Press Switch Orthodontics,
Kamet Dental has great billboards, too. They had a hockey player missing his front tooth, and it said mything tooth with a lisp.
Yeah.
I laughed every day I drove by it.
He lives behind me now.
Yeah.
I did have to Google the 6-7 thing, and then
There's
when I
no
saw...
There's
Yes. And then when I saw that, at first I went, well, that's dumb, and I got kind of upset about it. And then I went, oh, geez, well, if I'm doing that, I just imagine how my dad feels. And then I got real giggly about it. I said, God, these kids are going to be all
when
right,
getting,
aren't they? You know?
When you're getting mad about what the kids say is when you realize, like, oh, I'm old.
I was like, oh, God, now I understand why I keep been hearing about it so much. Because, yeah, you know, that was my reaction.
Here's the funny thing. You know where I learned it from?
Where?
My mother.
Oh, I love your mom.
There you go.
She was the one that told me the first time. She's
keeping
looked at 6'7"
and
started
keeping
laughing.
It real in Minton, Saskatchewan.
Are your parents going to come down for a spiel at all this year?
No, they're in Arizona already.
Yeah.
Should we go to Arizona? Do they curl in Arizona?
Yeah, Tempe has a club.
Do they curl?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a
Does your
bond
sister
spiel.
Live down there?
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
I miss your parents. Let's go visit them.
They have a bond spiel right after shirt sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you going to go down?
I don't know.
Should we go down?
We'll see. And then they have a bond spiel in July as well. It's called the Hotter Than Hell spiel.
I love that.
That's yeah. So that, hence the name. Yes.
That sounds so fun. Is it
they
warmer in their club?
It's the Coyote Curling Club, ain't it?
No, that's Denver, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. There could be two Coyote clubs as well.
Let's see.
I've driven by it down there. I remember we're close by.
You know, if we do a Winterfest team, we should name it the Silly Gooses.
Well, I don't have internet. Do you have internet? I didn't hook up to internet.
Yeah.
You guys should be the Mallards.
What do you
the
want?
The Minot Mallards.
What did you want me to look up?
Just the Tempe Curling Club and see when their bone spiels are. See, this is what all the other major podcasts, and since we're one of those, we need
a guy with podcast.
We need someone with like what
a
is
laptop.
It?
I think the only thing we're missing is one of those little signs with the glass paint in it with the red letters that say on air that kind of blinks. That's the only thing we need.
I could find one of those. I think I'll see if they pulled them down at iHeart because they don't actually have any studios there anymore.
Yeah.
They'll just put it in Sharpie on the window, Katie said, from the wings.
Maybe I'll get a face tat on air.
Okay. Should we get tattoos on air?
Yeah, I'm down. You want to get a tattoo?
I'd get a curling rock tattoo.
I actually wanted to get the mallard tattooed for a long time.
I just thought of the most inappropriate
the jacked one.
Yes, yes, yes. I want him on my nipple with one of his nipples,
one of his nipples
being my
nipple.
I just thought
and
of a
since
very
it won't
funny
span. Just have one big nipple.
Curling tattoo I could get, but I'm
what
not
is
going
it?
To. I'm gonna let you think of it.
No, you tell me. We're on air. Come on, this is the podcast.
We
welcome.
Do hacks around. Not hacks. Houses.
She gestured
funny.
Near her upper torso.
Yes.
Yeah, hacks for my areolas would be good. That would be a good sweatshirt for curling for the Cure.
That would be a good one. I don't know what I'd get.
We already talked about the new hacks, dear.
We'll let our viewers send in their ideas on the Twitter.
On tattoos?
Actually, we want you to draw them
you
on yourself and then text a photo to Nolan is how we want you to
send it to Scott. And then he'll bring it back to us.
He mentioned today to me that his Twitter has really blown up since the last one, so.
Then he said he doesn't have a Twitter.
Yeah. But, all right, well.
Their website won't load. I don't have any idea when they're.
Okay, we'll get back to you on the Tempe dates.
Hey, how did you close the episode that I wasn't on?
Well, there's been two now.
I think I used your buy and I didn't mean to.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Are you mad at me?
Why would I be mad at you, Beth?
For taking your spot on the podcast?
I don't feel like you took my spot.
No,
I think I maybe was more aggressive about it.
I'm still using my mic.
Credit. That's true.
Got my name on it, even. Unless you guys put the guest one on. I don't remember what it looked
that
like.
That one said guest. Your mic's in here. I just didn't pull that one out today.
I did kind of box out my husband off the podcast. He doesn't seem upset about it.
Like I said, he always sounded like the guy doing the reading off the egg report in the morning anyways.
No,
reading off the markets. So.
I know we covered it before we started recording, but it was funny driving over here. Got that message from Jacob going, why weren't you on the podcast? And then my wife asked me, well, why weren't you on the podcast? And me going, well, I never got invited to be on the podcast. I said, well, really? And I said, well, yeah, I heard they recorded one. Talked to Nolan about it. He said, well, I asked if you wanted to come. And I pulled up my phone. And I went, when?
Yeah, that
and
was
we looked
bad.
Through it, and he went, ooh, yeah, I guess I never did.
Oops.
And I went, and he's like, you want to be on the next one? He's like, well, when are you doing it? And he's like, in like half hour. I was like, I want to go home, man.
We didn't actually do one that day, though.
Oh, yeah, we thought about it, and then we didn't do it.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah.
We're back in.
I had my chance to be righteously angry, but then I opted to like not jump back on the horse, so I feel like I just accepted it.
Because
I never missed an episode. I was the only one that hadn't.
Good job.
And then Nolan took that from me.
I didn't mean to. I just had to get back into it. I was losing my mind.
Yeah, no, I understand, man. I'm not.
That's why we're going to set a schedule, and then we know when to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make fun of Clay every day.
I know. I had new business cards made for that military event, and I did put podcast host on there, but I didn't put the between two sheets. So I was like, man, need to get back into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I missed it last year.
I should put that on my LinkedIn.
And this is fun.
This is fun. I feel like it's a bit, well, Were the other ones as rambly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Great. You never listened?
It's been my favorite.
Good.
Hold on.
Good.
Now maybe I'm a little salty because...
I saw her smiling over there, and I said, God, geez, my wife hasn't smiled like that at me since our wedding, you know?
Katie's speaking from the wings, but this podcast, this episode you're sitting in on, or the podcast with Nolan and I?
This one right now.
It's been a good one.
And don't worry, dear. I talk with Nolan. I'm going to get him your singing file for the intro because they weren't able to put it on the other ones. Yeah. Oh, I know. I know.
New year, new intro.
Yeah. I just got to bring something up here, though. You never listened to the podcast?
No, I did. I didn't listen to them all.
Oh, okay.
Saying I didn't listen to them all.
Isn't dream feeding just the cutest thing?
I know. Yeah.
I found out you can dream feed. I thought I was told to not try to feed her when she was sleeping. So for when she was like 6 weeks to 3 months, I was just bringing her up to bed, starving, I guess.
Oh.
And she's like, well, dream feed her. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, just stick the bottle in her mouth while she's sleeping. And I was like, wait, you can do that?
Yeah. Especially when they're little.
Yeah.
The wake times are just so that you can try to get them to sleep at night. Wow. Really veering off into something
else. Yeah, I was going
to
say, I should probably go to...
You should probably have kids.
Family Christmas.
That's what you should
at
do.
At some point.
Yep. Did I tell you I met Kaylee's sister, or saw her across the parking lot from afar?
Yeah. And you weren't sure which one it was?
I was just thinking about you and children and having, you know, twins in your family. Oh. Yeah, I know.
Could you imagine
I did a double take because I saw Kaylee's sister, thought I saw Kaylee, and then I went, oh, no, that's not her, you know. And then
no,
I saw her
had
like
a twin
10
moment
feet
like
behind
that in
her.
This building.
And I went, oh, I didn't know she had a twin. Okay.
Our friend Sarah Lockram, who curls now on Mondays as well. Yeah.
She's one?
She's on Kitsch.
She's
team.
A twin,
oh,
yeah.
Boy.
She's a twin, and they used to look very much alike, but
one
her twin, Leah,
hair.
Was blonde, and Sarah was a brunette at the time. And Nolan was working at the fair, so he was out on the balcony, I think.
Yeah, I was with KX still.
Yeah, and you're out on the balcony, and you saw
Sarah walk
brunette
in.
Walk in.
And then
the blonde
I went to
out.
The other side, and a blonde walked out, and
you
I'm
saw
like,
a glitch in the matrix. Yeah. Start questioning your sanity.
Yep.
Well, Kim is a twin too. We talked about her on this episode. She's a twin.
She's a twin.
Mm-hmm.
I work with a twin,
and they look very much like Kim and Heather. Kim Holcalter.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No.
And Heather just got married. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It's good times.
Lots of twins. None of my family.
Yeah. Did you notice at Brits going away in particular, so many children? That is such a change from when I joined this club 10 years ago, because none of those children existed 10 years ago.
That's true.
And at Brits one, it was like 60 adults and 30 kids running around.
Yeah.
It was great.
For a party that Kim told everyone not to bring their kids to.
Yeah, I was glad I wasn't the only one. Because we felt like we were going to be the only one walking in with a baby. And then I was like, oh, no, there's like 8 kids here already.
Babies are different. I got to hold Ellie at that party.
Some of our friends' kids are like 8 kids all by themselves, which
right.
I really appreciate. Respect
no,
that level
my kids,
of enthusiasm.
I'm just going to brag about them for just a second. Have been quietly in the background for most of the podcast.
So well behaved.
Crushing it. You have to go to your family Christmas.
Yes, I do have to go to family Christmas. So
we have Tom and Jerry's here that we didn't drink. So next time.
Yeah, or we'd try one off air and recap it.
Great. And then Monica does have to come on to talk about snacks.
Yes.
Perfect.
Talk about what?
Snacks and drinks.
I didn't think she said snacks.
Okay, good.
That's why
good.
What
yeah.
did you think I said?
It sounded a lot like sex. Just was just,
oh,
we
yeah.
need to have Monica
I
on talk about sex. And I was like,
need to talk. You can you cut that?
I've had
no,
this. I've had this talk, but if Monica needs to give it, okay.
Oh no, I don't know. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, see what Gooey's up to in the sheets.
No, I don't want to see what that. I don't
get,
want to talk
get
about.
Get gooey in the sheets,
I do.
Hey?
I would. Yeah.
I don't. I'm actually
yeah.
really good. Okay. Thank you so much.
That old fox, he knows a trick or two.
You know what's crazy, though, is that he always
well,
asks me if I'm going to have another
yeah,
baby.
That guy
so
wrote
he's always asking about mine.
Burned it and wrote another one.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Volume 2.
God.
I'm so sorry, Monica.
How old
I'm really
is he now?
Sorry
76?
About this if you're listening.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I saw him 75 years old, and he was still toting all those drinks up on that cart up the stairs.
That man texts more emojis than anyone.
He does. He's the only person I like text emojis to, just because he does it to me, and I just love doing it back.
Oh, I'm a millennial. He uses emojis
I'm
for
like,
everything, but.
Hey, Gookie, heart, heart. And he's like, sup, boo.
Oh, happy new year, yeah. Curlers.
Happy new year, everybody. It's episode 3. We got... pretty much the whole original crew back except for the weak link, so that's okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we will be back with another one at some point once we get our schedule set.
Monday.
It's our New Year's resolution, so.
Yeah, thanks.
See you, everybody.
Cheers.
Bye.